Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And, besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
And the crowd goes wild with joy. They're on the Mark Unger Show, the show that's all about
marriage.
I'm, of course, the one, the only Mark Unger.
Stop whining.
And joining me, as always, is the lovely and charming Diane Brierley.
Stop it.
And Ross Allen Skorzewski.
You lack discipline.
Engineering the show, as always. Timothy Ray. Timothy Robert Ray. Engineering the show, pushing buttons, twisting knobs, and trying to stay awake during the production of the show. Going to be a papa. Pretty exciting, huh?
Going to be a daddy.
He'll be a great dad.
Awesome.
This is the show all about your marital challenges, relational conundrums, and dating dilemmas that you can email to us at radio@markgunger.com. Here's how the show goes. You get to remain totally anonymous. We, in return, get to be totally brutally honest. If you don't want brutally honest, don't send us an email, okay? Don't get your boo-hoos all boo-hoos. Oh, you're sorry. They don't understand what... You're right. We don't understand your whole situation. We don't even want to understand your whole situation. That's how bad it is. We don't want to know the whole story.
I don't want to know.
We don't want to know. We just respond to whatever Ross does because he cares more.
Well, email Ross. Ross S at...
At what?
Laughyourway.com.
Bring it.
You go through it all and read it.
Not only do we handle your questions about marriage, we love to settle fights in marriage. If you and your wife are having an argument about something very frustrating, usually something incomprehensibly stupid, we love those the most. Send it to us. Let us hear her side, your side, and then we will vote and see who gets to win. All right? So if you've got something you keep arguing about, say, let's ask Mark Unger. And let's see what he says. And that's kind of a lot of fun. So we like those. Anyway, all that stuff you can send to Mark at markgunger.com. We're giving off personal emails here. I thought we just joined in there.
Yeah, so. Okay, send it all to you.
No, don't send it to me.
No. Okay.
At least you read them all.
I do.
I only read an email if it's like just a few lines.
I know. That's why I write my emails in only a few lines.
Anything
to
longer
you.
Than, I do not read them. I honestly don't read them.
If it doesn't start off with, Mr. Gunger, I just want to say how much I love you.
I don't read them.
I learned that trick years ago.
But you get the novels, and then you read them and bring them here. So
yes.
All right. You don't want to be emailing me.
I write anyway. Short sentences. I put spaces between sentences, and I use bullet points. I think maybe he'll read half of what I write.
Unmarried and not a virgin.
Yes, this is out of Relevant Magazine.
Oh, I like those guys.
Mm-hmm. It starts out
the cat lickers.
The cat lickers?
Catholics.
Yep. Oh, cat lickers. Okay. You
sorry.
Lost me on
sorry,
that.
Sorry, all the Catholics. I boo.
Okay. It starts
Catholic,
out
not Catholic.
Saying, sex is awesome.
It is, hallelujah.
I don't know many Christian articles that start off with that phrase, but they should. In my opinion, there is a serious problem when Christians try to tackle the topic of sex as though it's a say no to drugs campaign, because the reality is we were never meant to say no to sex. We were never intended to say no because it's one of God's most precious and valuable gifts to us as human beings. But without a doubt, the inappropriate use of this gift is leaving millions of young people feeling more broken and alone than they ever thought imaginable.
Yeah, it's the inappropriate that you need to learn to say no to.
Yes. Maybe you can relate. Maybe you are one of the millions of well-intentioned, God-seeking young adults that have found themselves in a place that they never expected to be. Somehow, your committed relationship has taken a serious turn down the road of sexual intimacy. whether dating, engaged, or just fooling around. Sex outside of marriage has the certainty of causing some serious devastation in your life and the life of the one you love. And here's why. First of all, this first whole little section basically says sex covers relationship flaws. It goes along a lot with what you say. Sex makes you stupid.
That's exactly what it is. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Problems and flaws are never discovered until it's too late and the damage has completely destroyed what could have been an indestructible match. Two, sex breeds guilt and mistrust. Here's the reality. I don't know many young men and women who profess to be in a relationship with Jesus who don't struggle with the feelings of guilt and shame linked to premarital sexual intimacy. No matter how hard we try to normalize and rationalize, at the end of the day, young Christians who are sexually active find themselves struggling with some really negative emotions, whether aimed at themselves or at their partners. Following guilt, feelings of mistrust, and even blame can begin to creep into your relationship. This is not how God intended it. The bitter irony is that by taking sex from marriage, you're actually robbing yourself of some serious joys. Within marital sex, there is an unlimited freedom and unrestricted pleasure.
It's called guilt-free sex.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best sex, man. Guilt-free sex. You can't have it outside of marriage.
Doing it any other way leaves guilt as the drop of ink that will ultimately taint and discolor the entire experience of sexuality. God wants you to marvel in the gift of sex without a hint of shame. Third, sex leads to false intimacy. Many times I hear couples describe their sex life using the word intimacy. The truth is, it's a word that's been taken lightly in the average person's vocabulary. It's used to describe a passionate sensation between two people. Sex outside of permanent relationship leads to false intimacy because it allows the people involved to feel a moment of closeness that doesn't do justice to the reality of what intimacy is. Intimacy is so much more passionate feeling. It's commitment, knowledge, and pursuit. It's a lifelong connection between two people who choose to grow closer and love each other every day of their lives. Sex is merely a physical means of expressing that lifelong commitment. It should be the product of true intimacy rather than the foundation of intimacy. And then the second part, they actually talk about sort of secondary, they call it restoring virginity, and explain about that. No matter how deeply you may be involved in premarital sex, it's never too late to restore virginity in your life and the life of your significant other. First, set your mind to it. The first step to any kind of change begins with beliefs. If you find yourself struggling to give up your non-marital sexual relationship, I recommend you take some time to really wrestle with what you believe. Purity is not something that should be seen as an obligation, but rather an act of obedience and love to a God who knows what makes us tick.
Absolutely. Well done. Well said.
Mm-hmm. Sexuality has to be seen as a gift, like an expensive bottle of wine waiting for the perfect timing to be enjoyed. As the Song of Solomon charges, do not arouse or awaken love until it so desires. The reality is that sexuality is a gift that can be awakened far too easily. That awakening can and will have devastating effects on your relationship if not taken seriously. Consider where your heart is toward God and toward your significant other and commit to withstanding your desires for sex until you have made the commitment for lifelong, marital, unrestrained pleasure. Two, discuss tangible boundaries. Purity doesn't just happen. It's not one of those decisions you can just will into existence. It takes some dedicated time, energy, and commitment, especially if you've traveled down the path of sexual contact once or many times before, and you've talked about that it's hard to turn that off. Set some tangible boundaries that will keep you away from awakening desires that cannot currently be fulfilled. Examples: no physical contact below the neck. Avoid kissing after a set time, like 9 p.m. Spend more time in public places. Always keep your clothes on. That's a pretty good one.
That always helps.
Yeah.
But not necessarily stops it.
Say no to sexually stimulating situations, certain movies, places, etc. And my personal favorite one for you ladies, don't shave your legs. Because if you don't shave your legs, you don't want anybody touching.
Kind of feel like I'm rubbing my brother's leg here.
And the third thing they recommend is to seek...
You do that often?
What?
Rub your brother's leg?
No. It is a big turnoff to reach over and go...
Yuck.
That's not right. But I was too busy. I'm just tired. I've been busy all week.
Come on, Ross. Come on, Ross. If you were married to me, I would want you to love me beyond my unshaved
legs. Forget
that.
You're shaving those legs. Otherwise, you're sleeping on the couch.
Okay.
I'm big for separation on unshaven legs.
I separated from her on the ground. She would not shave her legs. Yeah, that'll work. Last thing they suggest is to seek accountability. This isn't one of those things you can do alone, although it's tempting. No one wants to share their sexual struggles with someone else, but that's exactly why you need to. Ross, leave me alone. I was stumbling. So important to stay pure and how to reclaim it if you've already erred. From Relevant Magazine.
Very nice. Who wrote that? Doesn't say.
I might have cut it off when I printed it.
So we can't even get the writer credit.
Well, I can.
This is definitely done by a man.
How do you say that?
Favorite for the ladies because he knows unshaven legs.
I think it was a woman, actually. I think it was. I think that it was, Deborah Fileda. F-I-L-E-T-A.
All right, there you go.
Deborah.
Her claim to shame, fame. On our show, it's probably shame.
Don't shave your legs. Well, there's that song. Who sings that song? Is that Miranda Lambert? I shave my legs for this.
I shaved my legs.
She got all ready for it for the night and wasn't happening.
Yeah, where is that song? Don't I have it?
I thought you did. I thought you used to play it all the time.
Oh, sure it is.
Flowers and wine is what I thought I would find when I came home from working tonight. Well, now here I stand over this frying pan, and you want a cold one again. I bought these new heels, did my nails, had my hair done just right. I thought this new dress was a sure bet for romance tonight. Well, it's perfect between the TV and me. I won't get so much as a kiss as I hit for the door. I turn around to be sure. Did I shave my legs
for this? Isn't that great?
I will admit, there have been times that I've intentionally shaved my legs.
See, you know
for
the power
the reason,
of it.
But I don't think that I've ever intentionally not shaved my legs.
It's a buzzkill.
For the protection. I can't think I've ever done that, but I know in the essence.
It's a buzzkill. The prickly factor.
Ross. Is this a cathartic experience for you here?
Yes,
talking
I know
about
that was
the
earlier.
Prickly legs. Do you feel better? Have you purged all of your emotion about the prickly legs?
Now you want me to go back to school. I bought these new heels, did my nails, had my hair done just right. I thought this new dress was a sure bet for romance tonight. Well, it's perfect.
Between the TV and beer.
I
won't get so much as a kiss as I head for the door. I turn around to be sure. Did I shave my legs for this?
What a great song.
Did I shave my legs for thee?
As a woman, it's highly discouraging.
Right there.
It's highly discouraging as a woman to do the whole leg shave. You think you're going to get it, and he doesn't come through.
I think it should just be part of your everyday.
He doesn't come through.
I got to tell
you. You shouldn't be doing that. Just for the hopes of getting some.
Sure you should.
No!
Sure!
Are you kidding me?
You darn right
Ross?
I am not a personal fan of hair.
No, I'm just saying. again to make sure, you know, you put the nice jammies
on. Don't you care about how you carry yourself out in the world?
What she's saying is she does all that and then he still doesn't care.
And you don't come through?
I could care less either. At the end of the day, you should care about how you carry yourself out in the world, man. You should just, man,
you don't understand. You're not listening to what I'm saying.
I do, but I'm just not.
I'm not saying that I don't take care of myself all
the other
times. Ross
is too mortified by stubs. What can I say?
I can't stand
it. He's not a stubby guy.
I love you. But it really messes with me.
It really messes with you.
When they have to apologize and go, "I'm so sorry, honey. I've just been too busy." You know?
Ross. Sex is sex. Stubbly legs are not. Seriously, you're going to turn down stubble leg sex? Really? Because it messes with you? Are you kidding me? Does she turn down when you haven't shaved?
Hey,
you have
I don't want to hear too much. This is my daughter talking about it.
Now the role is
shoes on the other foot.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't imagine. I was in Russia one time years ago on a subway system. We were there back in 92, and I'm looking across the way, and I saw this palest, whitest legs I could ever imagine seeing, and they were the hairiest things.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I looked even lower, and there were high heels.
What?
And then I looked up, and then there was a dress. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's
a woman.
Was it a woman?
It was a woman with hairy legs.
I pulled out my camera without her even knowing. I took a picture. I held it low. And I was just like, wow, those are the hairiest legs. I cannot imagine going to bed with
that. Okay, so here's a question for you. If you crawl into bed and you get the prickly legs, do you just say, hey, honey, you know, why don't you go shave your leg? I mean, have you never said that?
No.
No. The prickly legs are just the sign to you that it's a no-go.
No, it's not a no-go. It's just for me. It's like I get shavings annoying. Then use like an epilady nair. Rip it out at the root. I don't care.
You really got the... This is funny. You really got the leg shaving thing.
I'm a hygiene freak.
You're just a freak. Let's be honest, Ross. You're just a freak. Remove the word hygiene. We just realize you're just a freak.
Okay. He's a freak!
Yep. That's right. Can't explain it.
Super freak. Huh. Oh, yeah.
She's a very freaky girl. Has hair like a sweater. On her legs, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Okay, we're going to take a break and see if Ross can recover from the idea of hairy legs. We'll be back with more right after this.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to radio@markgunger.com and Mark can answer them during one of our shows.
Mark Gunger and Laugh Your Way America are pleased to present this much-anticipated DVD set, Singles and Stinking Thinking, A Clear Path to Marriage. This four-disc set gives practical and straightforward advice that singles need to hear when it comes to dating and marriage and making the right decision. Taught from a definite Christian worldview, Mark challenges the over-spiritualized, over-romanticized expectations that fill the heads of so many singles. More than 4 hours of teaching, this series includes sessions on finding a spouse, the do's and don'ts of dating, and sex makes you stupid, and so much more. This DVD is for all singles from age 16 to 90 with an eye toward marriage. Parents, if you are looking for a resource that is packed full of biblical wisdom to help instruct your son and daughter on a path towards a successful married future, this is the DVD set for you. Order your copy now at laughyourway.com or call 1-866-525-2844. That's laughyourway.com.
If you like listening to Mark Gunger on the radio, you'll love watching him live. Each week, Mark presents his Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar in cities across the country. This wildly entertaining and informative event is designed to bring hope and positive change to your marriage, improve your communication, help your spouse to better understand you and your needs.
Now, when a woman is stressed out, she has to talk about it. If she doesn't talk about it, her brain will literally explode.
Don't wait. Events are filling up fast. To view a schedule and register for an upcoming event, visit us today online at laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
To the Mark Gunger Show, where we don't know the words of the songs we play. Anyway, what you got there?
Okay, here Chief. We go. Chief, good afternoon, Mr. Gunger. I'm 27 years old, and I have a dating question. I have been divorced for over 2 years and haven't dated anyone in that time. A couple of months ago, a friend of mine went and set her up on a blind date, so she went on a blind date.
27, already divorced.
Mm-hmm. Well, her husband cheated on her. Her husband cheated on her. He was 13 years older. She was his third wife, and he cheated on her. Okay. That was just a little side information.
Ladies,
okay.
Do you get a little bit of a clue when you're like number five that maybe the boy has issues?
Yeah. You have to take that into consideration. So her friend set her up on a blind date. Indeed, we have been dating ever since. I always have a great time with him, and I really like his personality, but he's 10 years older than me, so she's with the older guy again.
Has he been married 5 times before, too?
No, he's never been married. No, never been married. The new guy hasn't. She says, 10 years older, and I don't like the way he dresses. He seems to be so last decade.
Send him over to Ross.
This would be a big problem for Ross. But the main problem is that yesterday we had our first kiss, and he's just a bad kisser. I know,
Lord.
She says, I know these are minor little problems, but
apparently
I don't know.
Minor to you.
I don't know how to talk about it without offending him. He's kind of shy and reserved, so I'm totally lost on how to handle this. He's a great man of God, respectful, traditional, sweet, and giving. I'm afraid of ruining something that could be a great relationship. Please help. With the bad dresser and the bad kisser.
But he's a great man of God.
That's what she says.
Wouldn't you rather have a bad dresser and a bad kisser? And, you know what I'm saying? A great man of God? He looks awesome.
He's just
great
sighing.
In bed, but he's not a man of God. I love him.
He's just sighing.
I love him.
Their first kiss was rather disappointing to her.
He dresses like crap.
Just described my boss, I'm afraid.
Hey!
I don't know how he kisses, but yeah, I'll have to ask Debbie.
Yeah. And he kisses like a fish. Kind of like a catfish. And kind of them bottom suckers.
And makes these weird barking sounds when taken out of water. Have you ever heard a catfish when you remove them from water?
They bark. They should meow.
Weird, like air sucking. They'll bark at you.
They should meow.
They don't meow. Ain't nothing pretty about that.
Okay, so boys, he's a bad kisser and a bad dresser. What's your advice?
Move on.
But she really likes him, and he's a good man
of
God. And she's afraid of ruining the relationship. Boy, Ross, you really
want to change.
First of all, he's a 37-year-old single man.
Mm-hmm.
Of course he doesn't know how to dress.
Of course he doesn't.
Okay, so that's a given.
True.
All right?
Probably
you can marry the boy, you'll show him how to dress. Like my wife shows me how to dress.
She can probably show him how to kiss, too.
I would think if he's a virgin and a man of God, he probably didn't have a whole lot of experience. No. This would be better for you. How did the experience thing work for you last time?
Not so good.
Mister, I've been married three times and probably screwed 40 other women before I married you. gee, that was exciting because he was a real good kisser, wasn't he?
I bet you he was. I bet you he was.
Yeah. So don't be a silly girl, okay? Who cares what he dresses like? He can fix that. Who cares what he kisses like? He can work on that.
But what if
honestly,
she's really stuck on that, though? What if she really is?
Oh, well, then she's got issues.
Then she needs a swirly, and I've already given her one. Now she gets the second one.
I hate to say it's petty, but I'm sure for a lot of people, that stuff really matters.
I'm sure that it does.
I don't care.
But then there are rather shallow individuals.
I'll bet you husband number one dressed really sharp. Do you know why? Because he's been married three times and had three women teach him how to dress.
And cheated on her. Guys who are cheating know how to dress real well. That's one of the signs. Do you know that? That they say that that's one of the signs. If your husband suddenly starts dressing well and changing his wardrobe, that it could be a sign that he is trying to...
No, it means you have a son-in-law that took you out shopping.
No. You know what I'm talking about. Not what you're doing.
By the way, you need to take out me out shopping, man. I need to get some more clothes.
I know, right?
I need some new jeans and stuff. And I'm not paying for your clothes. I'm paying for my own clothes.
Come on.
I should at least, when I do this, I should at least get like a percentage. I should be able to get a pair of jeans myself.
Oh, yeah, I think I could work that out.
Okay. Oh, come on, then let me come along because I need a pair of jeans.
You bring your own money.
I need some red shoes. Can I just come along and you help me buy some? I want some red shoes. Please, can we just do the red shoe? Can you buy me red shoes? I put up with this crap all day long, all the time. It's got to be worth a pair of red shoes. Come on.
You should. No.
Come on.
I take you and I get you into Yeah.
Yeah, the ruby slippers.
I get you into fashion. You should be reciprocating by paying me, by getting me a pair of shoes then.
No.
All these services don't come for free forever.
It's going to come for free as long as I can milk it. Let's go.
Well,
let's
it
go
is,
buy Diane some red shoes.
Dry.
Okay.
Anyway. I bet you he was a great dresser.
Yes.
Piece of crap number one.
Yes. And a really
good kisser.
Piece of crap number one,
who was your third or fourth wife.
Third.
I mean, honestly, girl. Mm-hmm. Now, look at character. Look at character. Is he a good man? Does he keep his word? Does he really live out his faith? That's what you want to build your life on. And here's a problem. She hadn't been boinking the other guy. She wouldn't know what a good kisser was one way or the other.
Well, she was married to him.
No, but I'm just saying. Oh, I bet she was boinking him before she did that. Bet you
$100. Oh, I bet won't take that bet because I don't want to lose. I'll bet you a pair of red shoes.
No, you need more than $100.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. That's the problem with these girls who have other boys.
Yes.
They're always comparing the new guy to some part of an old guy.
And how long has she been divorced?
Did she tell me that?
Remember your whole at least a year?
Been dating for 2 years.
Okay, 2 years, yeah. Yeah, quit worrying about stuff that doesn't matter, dear. Focus on stuff that does.
Do you enjoy enhancing your environment with the fragrant scent of candles? Try Scentsy Candles. Scentsy wickless candles are flame-free, smoke-free, and lead-free. Scentsy wickless candles are stronger, longer-lasting, and most important, safer for you, your family, and pets. The exclusive Scentsy Wax Bar is melted on one of our decorative warmers by a low-watt light bulb, releasing our powerful and long-lasting fragrance into your home, office, or dorm room. With over 40 decorative candle warmers, 20 plugins, and 80 different scents to buy, we have something for everyone. Shop online at www.thekellers.scentsy.ca. That's www.thekellers.scentsy.ca. And have products shipped to your door today.
Do you want to discover the heart of your child and who God created them to be? Laugh Your Way America is excited to introduce the Kids Flag Page. This fun and interactive game will help you discover the unique way God wired your child. Find the key things that motivate them and learn what they love most about life. This colorful and engaging activity set will help your child see who they are at their very best and will teach you how to bring out the best in your child. Each Kids Flag Page game comes with everything you need to complete 3 Kids Flag Pages. Designed for children ages 4 to 11, the Kids Flag Page is a fun way for moms and dads to interact with their kids and truly discover the heart of each child. To order your game, go to www.laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started to hum. Still, it's a real good bet. The best is yet to come.
You're listening to the Mark Gunger Show, where the best is yet to come. Because we haven't accomplished anything to point to this point. The best hasn't been coming yet.
It has to. Okay, this email says, first of all, when my husband and I were engaged, our church showed your videos and it changed our lives.
Fabulous.
God has used you to make our marriage stronger, and we thank you for allowing him to use you that way. Secondly, I was wondering if you have any advice or seminars for marriage in the military. My husband is a Marine, and while I'm thankful that we have a strong marriage, there are things that we didn't expect to encounter in our marriage that we do because of being a military couple. For example, dealing with being separated for long periods of time, especially how that can affect meeting the husband's sexual needs and the wife's emotional needs. Living in a military town, we see countless marriages that could really use some godly advice on coping with the struggles that military couples face. Any advice, sir, for military marriages? Ah, that hurts my ear. That's hurting me. You talk to these soldiers all the time. What do you tell them when you go and talk to them?
Ross, look at you like you're completely insane.
What? He hasn't gotten over the hairy legs. I'm sorry. Ross is still fixating from 31 minutes ago about the hairy legs. He can't get over it.
Oh, man.
He's not letting it go.
You should have seen it. She was assaulting him with her legs.
I was trying to get him to make him feel my legs. One day I shaved him yesterday. It wasn't so bad. I was trying to torture you.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Succeeded.
You know, I don't know. You know, some of these things, they're just obvious, aren't they? What?
Here's what I'm hearing when people ask these questions, and I could be wrong. I'm hearing them say, how do we take an abnormal situation and just make it normal?
I think by default, it is what it is. Now, if I'm going along and all of a sudden I have to be away from my wife for a year, well, that's really that's weird. That's just, where did he go? Why is he gone? Why don't you come home? Well, I got to work on, you know, my new book or something. I just don't come home. I mean, that's weird. But when you're in the Army, you know.
Yeah, you know.
You know. He's going to get deployed.
This. Yeah.
Probably for 12 months, sometimes 18 months. Or if you had enough sense to marry a Marine, they only go up for 6.
Well, he is a Marine. This one is a Marine.
Well, the Marines only get 6 to 8 months. So that's not so bad. Could be worse. You could be in the Army. The thing is in that context, that should be normal. I don't understand why they act like as if it's abnormal. Well, I know it's got its challenges, but it is what it is. It's kind of like, I don't know. What would be an example? If your husband is a country music singer and he travels on the road and he's at a bus and he's doing 300 concerts a year, you know, well, what do you do if you're traveling all the time? Well, I don't know. You make the adjustments. That's your normal.
You have to adjust to your normal.
Adjust to your normal. Don't freak out.
You have
about
to learn
it.
To not have sex 3 times a week.
Yeah,
because
it is what it is. If he's deployed for 6 months, he's deployed for 6 months.
Just don't shave your legs.
Just don't shave your legs. You don't have to shave your legs for 6 months. What do you care? You look like a bear by the time he comes back. It'll be fabulous.
The biggest thing is they say they don't shave in the wintertime because it creates warmth. Malarkey. That's my job at night.
He's still hung up on the legs.
That's what your pants are for.
I'm just saying that if that's your normal.
Right.
Yes.
I know to the rest of us it's abnormal, and I'm sure you have challenges. But it's like, my dad was a doctor.
Right.
You know? Can you imagine someone saying, my husband gets up at all hours of the night, and all of a sudden he just goes into work. How do I handle that?
Right.
Well, you'd have all kinds of things. You'd go in counseling and try. Well, he's a doctor. Oh,
You just have to get used to it.
That's your normal. That's what you do. My dad was on call, and he would get called out all hours yes. of the day and night.
And you had to deal
that
with that.
That was our normal. Well, there was no dealing with it. It is what it is.
But what if...
You know, now, if you're married
well,
no,
to... No, you do have to deal with it because if you were complaining, well, he's gone and,
no,
and
but
you're
I'm
not
saying
accepting
you should be,
it.
Yeah, so you just accept normal. That's
what
your
I meant.
Normal. Now, if you're married to a guy who's a UPS driver and he just gets up and disappears...
You got a problem.
In the middle of the night, now you got a problem. You know, my husband's gone for 6 months at a time. Really? Well, that's odd. Well, he's a Marine. Oh. Well, that's normal.
It just don't makes you think
I know it's hard. I know they've got their challenges and stuff, but that's, I just don't understand the response to the, somehow it's odd.
Does this go back to the dating process and the engagement that you should go into this kind of with your eyes wide open? You should realize what you're marrying into. You should have realistic expectations.
Sure.
If you, this is going to be a struggle for you.
Well, I think in all fairness to her, she's trying, do you have any tips to help us? We know it's
yes.
our normal, but do you have any tips to help us?
Well, but still.
I don't. I'm not a Marine. I'm not even a Boy Scout.
There has to be people who have done this that know what.
Well, I'm saying you, they should be surrounded with your family life chaplains.
Mm-hmm.
And
if, yes.
I'm not trying to slam the guy.
Right,
God
right,
bless.
No.
There's a lot of military people listening to the show.
Yes.
And God bless you guys. And God, thank you for your service. I'm just saying. I'm not trying to be mean to you guys.
No.
Thank God for what you're doing. I'm just saying, this is normal for you.
Yes.
I don't know what else to say. I mean, it's like, pick another job.
I
have a husband who's never home at night. Never? No, almost 5 days a week, he's not home at night. He's home all day long, but he's not home at night. Well, that's problematic, right?
Yes.
Until you find out that he works at the mill.
He's a swing shifter.
From, you know,
mm-hmm.
midnight till 7 in the morning. Oh, well, that's why he's not home at night.
Yes.
Well, how do I deal with it? I don't know. You got to deal with it.
We dealt with it.
You got to make the adjustments.
Well, in our home, my wife, she has always worked evening hours in 17 years of being married. I don't look at what I do and go, why aren't you home with me? This is not the,
right.
we're not
the never
normal
home in the
family.
She's never
normal.
Home in the evening. We know at night Ross is home with the kids and my daughter's not there.
And I don't look at it and go, I'm being robbed. Why aren't we normal? I look and this is what I signed up for and this is
You learn to live around it.
We capitalize on those
moments
we're together.
Hopefully this girl is just asking for some friendly tips.
Yes.
Do we have any friendly tips on how to deal with that? Not really. The best tip I can get is get comfortable with it.
Yeah.
It's okay. That's your normal.
Absolutely.
My daughter's not home at night. That's their normal because she's a ballet instructor. That's what they do. Every evening she's teaching ballet except for the weekends.
Yep.
That's their normal.
That's normal.
Most couples, that would be abnormal.
Absolutely.
But it's normal for you guys.
And they look at us and go, how do you do that?
That's
well, look
our
at
normal.
Arla, Deb and I, we're constantly traveling all over the place. We say, how do you do? Well, that's our normal. That's what we do.
Yes.
We're always in an airplane going somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, it must be so fun to travel and see so many things. Mm-hmm. Not really. What we do is we land and we see the inside of one hotel and then inside of a church and then back home.
Yeah.
But I could, if I sat myself down and I let my mind just run rampant, I could probably slip into a mode going, there's something really wrong with this.
Maybe
you can't do that.
Right.
You've got to just, like you said, this is okay. This is your norm.
I only see my husband 2 days a week. Really? Yeah, he's gone all the time. Well, that's abnormal until you find out that he's an over-the-road truck driver.
Yep.
Right.
And you married him that way, and it's been that way for 20 years.
Yes.
Well, that's your normal.
You just adapt.
How do they adapt? They adapt. People are very adaptable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So hopefully she's asking for friendly advice, which we don't really have. I don't know. Check with your other married military your wives and see how they handle it. But just my best advice for you is get comfortable with it. This is not abnormal. This is normal for you.
Yes.
That's right. That's
you married a warrior.
Normal.
This is what they do. You married a soldier. It could be worse. It could be in the army. Those guys go out for 18 months at a crack sometimes.
Yep.
Does it suck? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can they do it? Sure. Why? Because that's their normal. That's what they do. You think you're having a hard time? Go talk to an army wife. If you're a Marine wife having a hard time, go talk to an army
wife.
Yeah,
because they have it worse yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which I think is sad. They run these army guys way too hard.
And the multiple rotations and all of that.
Seriously, that's crazy.
That's a long time.
God bless them. God bless them all for what they do.
Yep.
Yes.
But don't think of it as weird. My best advice to all you military wives, this is normal for you. Don't look at it as if it's some freaky, unfair, horrible thing. It's not. It's your normal.
No.
Some people only see their spouse 2 days a week, all the time, and never more than that. That's their normal. Some women, their husbands are only in bed with them a few hours at a time. They're constantly being called on call because they're a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my mother dealt with all our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was our normal. Dad was always gone. That was his That's profession. He was always That's on call. Even when he was home, he wasn't home because he was always on call. Didn't seem weird to us. That's our normal. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, I don't know if that was helpful or not, but that's all I got.
That's what you got
today. That's all I got today.
Okay, little marriage ref situation because you like these. I kind of spread them out because okay, I love these save things. Them. I know things. You like them. Okay, here's the scenario.
Oh, wait, I got to find some good music for it. Something like this.
That's good music? Okay.
Sure. This is intense.
The scenario. Every day, the man comes home from work and takes off his coat and clothes, his whole uniform getup, and puts them in the hamper to be washed. The wife washes clothes and afterwards finds clothes with ink stains from an exploding pen or gum on everything from a package of gum left in the pocket. Things like that. Her story. This severely frustrates the wife as she believes he should always remember to take things out of his pockets before he puts them into the hamper. She told him time after time to do so and has even placed a large sign reminding him to do so. And
oh, because this stuff happens later in the wash.
Yes. Yes. So okay. He dumps his pocket stuff and it got makes it, a mess it. In the wash. Got and it, she's even okay. put a sign reminding him. Uh-huh. And so she thinks he's either brain damaged or a jerk and is doing it on purpose. And therefore, he doesn't actually love her.
That's how you really feel.
His story, even though he admits that, yes, to keep the peace, he's agreed to try to remember to empty his pockets before he throws his laundry in the hamper, but he just forgets sometimes and feels she doesn't give him any grace for missing something once in a while. Mm-hmm. He also added that he was raised in a home where the rule was that whoever does the laundry checks all the pockets of each piece of clothing before they go in the wash and has suggested to her that she do this. However, as you can guess, that didn't go over very well. And she replies that she was raised in a home where all the children were required to empty their pockets before they put their laundry in the hamper.
Ooh, as it's timing yes, perfectly
the
today.
Least they could do to make the one doing the laundry a little easier. To this, the husband has offered to do all of the laundry instead and would do it his way. However, she doesn't want him to do it as he doesn't do it right.
Oh, man.
I can't wait.
Okay, anything else?
So they want to know who's right. What's the verdict?
All right, let's start with Ross.
I say that, you know what, kudos to the man. He at least he's getting the clothes into the hamper in the first place. That will drive a woman up the wall. I mean, for crying out loud. And I'd say, look, go through his pockets. You could just check him. Who cares? I'm for the man in this one.
All right, one vote for the man. Diane.
I'd say go buy a second hamper. His clothes go into a second hamper, and he does that load of laundry. That's what I say.
But she won't let him do the laundry.
Correct.
His laundry. She won't let him do all of the laundry. He's offered to do all of it because he doesn't do it right.
Oh, so I would not say all of it. You're for a compromise.
I'm very compromised. That another second
Clean
hamper.
Clean your own puking clothes.
His clothes go in a hamper. He washes what's in his hamper. Not her stuff, not the kid's stuff, nothing else. Just his stuff. If it's ruined, it's ruined. If there's gum, if there's pen, then that's his problem.
Is she a stay-at-home mom?
I don't know them.
Because if he comes home
she's
tired,
a stay-at-home mom with a part-time job. So she stays home. Okay. She works part-time. Hey, if he offered to do the whole laundry, he surely can do just one load that's his, and that shouldn't be a problem if he offered to do it all. This is easier for him. Good for her.
All right. Okay. I'm kind of with Ross on this one. You know? If you know you constantly have this problem of exploding things from his clothes, wouldn't you just check the clothes?
Do you check your kids' clothes?
I'm sure she does. I mean, how long does it take to check the pockets? Now, she can say the same thing. Well, how long would it take for him? But he doesn't do it.
Right.
So you guys are going to drive each other crazy over this?
If it were...
I mean, they're both guilty. I mean, how dumb is he? Dude, empty the pockets. How ignorant are you? But on the other hand, the wife, if you know that he's got squirrels and stuff in his pockets before, check the pockets.
If it was a choice between ruined laundry and checking the pockets, I would check the pockets.
How about you both make a commitment to check the pockets?
That they both check the pockets.
You both check the pockets.
But you have to be in favor of somebody on this one. You have to make a call, so I'm with the guy.
No, I'm kind of with Diane. I think
there's now you are.
No, in that, because she didn't rule one way or the other. I think this is on both of them.
I think it is on both of them. I can't say that one's right and one's
wrong.
I mean,
I agree with you that, you know, have her just check the pockets. What's the big deal? But here's the thing. If he remembers to check the pockets, good for him. If she remembers to check the pockets as well and she finds something, you don't turn around and scream at him.
Right.
Okay. It's just everybody remember. Yeah. Check. Just double take it. Yeah, what's the deal? See, or, you know what? if it's, it, it depends on who's going crazier on the situation.
She is.
My guess is she's more mad than he is.
Yeah. Yeah, well, then she's the one that's probably going to have to do something about it.
But she's
going to
be a little bit of a control freak here, you know, because I love these women who
do it
my
way,
and if he won't do it, he doesn't do it right.
You do your own laundry.
So I like that compromise. Mm-hmm. So I,
if you want to ruin laundry, ruin your own, but don't ruin everybody else's in the family.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying at the end of the day.
You know what? I guess as I'm pondering this, I guess I'd go with Diane's suggestion.
I'm not, because the guy's out working all day long. She's a stay-at-home mom. Yeah, she's doing the kid thing.
But
we have
still,
agreements in my house.
If he's willing to do it.
Well, he was willing to
see,
do
the
it.
Fact
totally
that she's
willing.
Not willing to do it, let him do it, means she just wants to make him do something that he obviously doesn't want to do.
I could see her getting all antsy with
his
process.
Yeah,
is.
So
you
stop.
Use too much soap. You don't follow it correctly.
Oh, that'd be my wife. That's why I don't do those things.
Exactly.
She tells me to do something myself, and then she's over my shoulder for every 5 seconds criticizing what I'm doing. That's why she does it.
Yes.
So either you let him do it or you hush up.
Here's the pocket story. I think you heard this. You probably don't remember. The pocket story from our house a couple weeks ago. I do not check pockets at my house. Only if I pick up clothes off the floor, like the bedroom floors, which rarely happens. When I say laundry, everybody brings their stuff to the laundry room, and then I throw it in, assuming they check their pockets. My 13-year-old did not check his pockets, and his iPod went through the washing machine.
That'll teach him.
And he knew. I kept saying, I'm sorry, I didn't check the pockets. His belt was on his pants, and so I took the belt off. But I said, you brought it down here, honey. I didn't know. I'm sorry. He goes, no, Mom, it was my fault. I know that you don't check the pockets. And so he owned it.
Oh, good for him. Yeah, really. That's great on his end.
He said, wasn't your fault. And I said, I'm really sorry. I saw the belt. I should have checked the pockets. He said, nope, I brought my own pants. I know that you don't check the pockets. So he ate his iPod.
Wow. That's expensive.
I lose.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Mistake.
Well, hairy legs and the pocket checking, Ross.
Gosh, I'm kind of a wuss on this one because I can see all sorts of scenarios on this.
I can too.
You know, yeah. If he's out physically busting his hump, and the part of the deal is
that
I stay home and I maintain the home.
Yeah.
Check the pockets, lady. How bad, big of a deal is this? On the other hand,
do you even get the clothes to the hamper?
I do. Yeah.
There are a lot of guys that can't even do that in that. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes just getting them to the hamper, not just putting them in the bathroom on the floor at the foot of the bed.
No, I get it.
If he's got grungy work uniforms and stuff like that.
He throws it in the hamper. I mean, I don't know. There's things that you argue about that matter and things that just don't matter.
See, this is one of those things you argue about stupid stuff.
The stupid stuff. We got to make a call. I would say, I think your solution is reasonable, Diane.
Because he offered to wash it
his
all
own
anyway.
Clothes. You don't want him to clean everything because he doesn't do it right? Okay. Clean his own.
Yeah, but the problem is,
it seems like a win-win to me.
But he probably just has the one uniform that he wears every day. Is this a daily washing?
I would guess if he's doing something grungy that he probably has a uniform every day.
It's not like he's checking through.
Can you wash just the one thing in the washer every day?
Well, no, he would have several uniforms, so it would be a load of the uniforms I would think that she could wash.
Do you think he has a load, or is he just doing the same thing?
Wearing the same clothes. She washes it every day for him to
That's
have
what I'm
a uniform.
When I worked
out.
At a place where I had a uniform, we had like three sets.
Yeah.
Three or four sets of uniforms. So you're... not expected
so I would
to
think
wash
Monday,
it every
Tuesday,
day.
Wednesday so, night you wash,
so
and
he
it's
could
ready
do
for
three
Thursday,
of them
Friday,
and
Monday.
Ready to go. Yeah.
Yeah,
just make him wash his own stuff.
Yeah,
I think that's an easy call.
That seems very reasonable and a win-win to me. She doesn't have to deal with dirty exploding pens and gum, and he gets his stuff clean.
All right, so we don't have a ruling here. There is no guy
There's
wins,
no right
girl
wrong.
Wins. It's a compromise on this one.
Yeah, sorry. Has to be a compromise for me.
Yeah. I'd say
go guy.
Except for Ross. Ross thinks the guy wins.
I do.
Ross is a misogynist.
Thank you, Tim.
Tim is with Ross.
Thank you.
Tim goes with Ross.
Now, see, if we had the lines open, this is where we'd open it up and let the people call in. That'd be kind of fun. We'll have to.
See, as long as she shaves her legs, though, Ross, is that okay?
Yeah, as long as she shaves,
if
her,
she shaves
legs,
her legs, can he do his own laundry?
I do my own then.
See, how about if she said, honey, I'll shave my legs for you every
night?
I
will say this. Even apart from the fact that they're ticked off emotionally.
Yes.
Honestly, if you know you keep having the same problem, just check the pockets. Hard can that be for the lady?
I would check. She's being a hard ass. I hate to say that.
She really is kind of being. I mean, if you know.
Yes.
If you know he throws his stuff in there and he leaves stuff, how much energy can it possibly take to check the pockets?
He's just doing it to spite
him. I would be highly irritated, and I would just wasn't pushing it, but I would do it.
If that's too much for her, Then the compromise kicks in.
Yes.
Let him wash his own.
Yes.
If she's still not happy with that, then she's bad. Then it's on her.
Yes. Okay.
All right?
I'd get a dry cleaning service. I'd take it somewhere else.
As long as the dry cleaner shaves their legs?
No, ma'am. If you don't want to do it, fine. I'll do it myself.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, okay. Do you want to take a break?
Nah.
Keep going? Keep
Should we
going?
Get, take a break? Yeah, we'll take a break. Okay. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the final segment right after this.
Find yourself missing episodes of The Mark Gunger Show? No need to worry. Go to iTunes.com and download all of our podcasts, which are made available free to you, our loyal listener. Join Mark and co-hosts as they continue to discuss any and all issues concerning life, love, and marriage.
Hands can do incredible things. They made every sound in this piece of music. But nothing compares to using them to help save a life. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. Visit handsonlycpr.org today. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Band of Brothers Radio. Your internet outpost, supplying refuge, hope, and biblical counsel for men in the midst of daily battles.
You'll never conquer that thing that's got a hold of you until you bring it out of secret, out of the darkness, and bring it into the light.
And you know, that is such the key right there. Because truly what it boils down to for me, my experience is that I had to get to that place where I've said, I've had enough. Mm-hmm. I don't have another ace up right. my sleeve. In every situation, I believe that it's a constant surrender.
Band of Brothers Radio, streaming and podcasting daily at faithplace.org.
I needed someone to understand my ups and downs. There you touching my emotion. I want to stop. Thank you, baby. I want to stop. And thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
You're listening to the Mark Gunger Show. We love you so much.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Looking at your emails, trying to jump in on your scenario. No, we're continuing this debate.
If you love me, you'd clean out your pocket.
If you love me, you'd shave your legs. I'm sorry, I can't let it go.
It's a big hairy deal.
She's got little kids.
Yes.
Well, they're going to grow up.
Yeah. Is she going to check their
Seriously, pockets? Mom, you better just get used to it.
Checking pockets. You better checking learn pockets. How to check. Unless you're like me, you're going to
wash the iPod, I guess. I don't know.
I'm not his mother, though. I shouldn't have to
well, it's funny because yeah, I don't even think anything of it. I mean, the kids just know. I'm like, check your pockets because they've lost stuff and it's happened a few times and I've never made a big deal and I'm not like the Gestapo. Yeah. They just know.
I wish
know,
we could bring in more people on this because it's an interesting thing. Because on one hand, she's made it very, very clear.
Yes.
I'm not going to check your pockets.
Yeah.
On the other hand, who pays the biggest price? Who gets the most upset when she does?
Yeah, I wouldn't keep beating my head against that wall.
Yeah, I mean, if she's the one getting the most upset because it's ruining clothes and stuff like that, honestly, mm-hmm. it can't possibly take, 20 seconds of your life?
So we are in favor of the man now.
No.
Well, she's in favor of the compromise.
I'm in favor of the compromise. Sure.
Saying, it just seems to me.
There wasn't
He's probably not getting that upset about it, and she is.
There's only an A and a B.
It's like scenario. Whoever's getting the most.
Now, they weren't talking to each other.
You know
for
what? Let me back
days.
Up here a little bit, because a lot of times I will go off on the person who gets the most mad.
Mm-hmm.
See, if I could ask, I'd say, who's getting more upset? Is he getting upset about it or is she getting upset? I bet you she's getting more upset about it.
I would guess.
Now, let's say he's the one who gets real mad about it. Well, then I tell him, shut up, check your pockets.
Yeah.
Agreed. Okay.
Agreed.
Okay.
You ruined my stuff.
Okay. If he's the one getting all mad about it, shut up, check your own pocket. If the woman's the one getting the most upset about it, shut up, check the pockets.
Yeah.
It's really, I always go off of the person who's always the maddest.
Yep.
The one who's always, there's no such word, maddest.
But the
one who is the most upset.
More irritated.
Is really the one who needs to make the adjustment. In my opinion, I've always felt that way.
Well, what you do, cut your nose off despite your face?
Well, that's the thing. When I'm doing marriage counseling, see, people don't know this. People say, would you do marriage counseling? No, you wouldn't.
No, they don't.
Because whoever's the most mad, I go after them.
Yep.
Always have, always will.
Oh, yes. I've been in that.
So are you
I've
in
been
favor?
In that situation, actually.
Don't I, Mrs. Barley?
Oh, yes, you do,
if
Mr.
If you come
Gunger.
In and you're the most angry and they're quiet, I go after you.
Yes.
I don't. Whoever is losing it, needs to change.
Shut up! Sit down and shut up!
That's because you are screaming at the top of your lungs, for heaven's sakes.
Okay.
For heaven's sakes. So if she's the one the most upset, it's on her. If he's the one who's most upset, it's about him. That's my opinion. There.
I bet you this, though, if he was the one that was really upset, he would just do it himself anyways.
But he's not upset about it.
That's what I'm saying.
It's her.
It is.
So instead of going crazy, lady.
Just do it.
Just check the pocket. So, yeah. We're still wrestling this through. So now,
I go still go for
I sat
the
with
compromise.
Ross. I went over to you. I went in my own version. And now I'm back over to Ross.
I still go
and
for
Tim's
the compromise.
With me, so it's 3-1.
We got bugs in here. Don't we? From
I
that
know,
window
I don't
open.
Know what it was.
Yes, oh. The window's open.
I still go for the compromise. That one's too long. Let me see if I can find a shorter one. Okay.
But the male one.
Oh, please.
Ross is happy now.
All right. This one says, hello, Mr. Awesome. Apparently that's
you.
Would
that be me or Ross?
Mrs. Beautiful, which has to be me. And Mr. So. Awesome number two. That has to be you.
No, it's Rossum.
Rossum. Rossum. That's right. It's Rossum. He says, if I don't...
Oh, man. You're picking here.
If I don't get to meet you guys one day, my life will never be fulfilled.
Well, come
says,
see us.
He says.
It's a guy?
Yes.
Where does he live?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, come here and take us out for dinner.
It's a win-win.
Just take a road trip, take us out for dinner. Okay, there you are. Okay.
We'll spend the whole evening with you.
Yes, we will.
But we're going someplace nice, baby. Bring the cash.
I like that black and tan place.
That's nice. We'll do black and tan.
We haven't done that in a long time.
No, we should do, get this guy to take us.
Can I wear my red shoes that you're going to buy for me? I'll shave my legs.
There you go.
I could care less.
Okay. He says, do you think the verses talking about how every good thing comes from the Lord or every good and perfect gift comes from above could include marriage partners? That's a verse that some people argue with me about soulmates on, how everything is God's and everything in our entire existence is God's. So isn't a soulmate God's to give and take away also? He says, I disagree with them, but don't know how to put it in context. God bless you. You guys are rock stars.
Oh, your friends are idiots. No. I never heard of that version.
I've never heard that
oh,
used
no,
either.
Oh, no, brother. Here
every
we go.
Every good and perfect gift. They're
every
really reaching now.
Every good and perfect gift.
Really reaching now.
It would include your wife, so everything comes from God.
So therefore, he has the one that he's going to give you.
Well, look,
you.
At some point, they all come from God in a very broad sense.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't God that created them, they wouldn't be there.
This
oh, good
true.
Grief. I can't believe that's their version of defending a soulmate. You know what? Stupid is a stupid does.
You can't convince them.
You can't convince stupid. You can't argue with stupid. My DVDs for singles is trying to reason with people who still have a brain.
Yeah.
Half of them watching it will just be in the stupid category. They're not going to... I know I'm just going to make them mad. And I don't care. At least they get challenged in their stupidity. At least they'll know why they'll be divorced and miserable later on.
True.
Hmm. Honestly. Every good and perfect gift. We use that verse in James... to justify the concept of a soulmate. Man, they will stretch,
because he made the perfect
man.
One for you.
Yeah, until why? They marry why? Them, and then they're miserable. He won't take his pockets and clean them out. Ah! See ya.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.